Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
When OSU launches a new beardless wheat variety, they want it right on all fronts, just like the bearded varieties. Yield, quality, versatility. OK Corral marks the emergence of OSU's first new beardless wheat variety in over 10 years. OK Corral excels in every scenario imaginable, grain only, dual purpose, or hay production. It also protects against several outlaws in wheat country, such as Hessian fly, stripe rust, leaf rust, powdery mildew, leaf blotch, and even bacterial streak. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, cover crops are a conservation practice with wide-ranging benefits, from improving soil health to protecting water quality. And many farmers who planted fall cover crops are now eligible for a discount on their crop insurance premium, thanks to a new program that was announced back June the 1st. We spoke with Kate Hansen, a policy associate at the Center for Rural Affairs, and she tells us more about the program.
Yes, so that program is called the Pandemic Cover Crop Program. It was announced on June 1st. And basically, if a farmer planted cover crops in the fall of last year, so 2020, then they are eligible for a $5 per acre discount on their crop insurance this year, so for their spring 2021 crops, as long as they don't owe less than $5. They're not going to make money off of this, but up to $5 per acre. And it's administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency, which is the agency that administers federal crop insurance.
The program is available nationwide for most federal crop insurance policies. For producers in states with existing cover crop insurance incentives, the Pandemic Cover Crop Program will provide an additional benefit.
Yes. So the most important thing here is that a farmer reports their fall cover crops to the Farm Service Agency by June 15th. That's kind of the date to remember from any of this conversation is June 15th. And they will accept any cover crop varieties that are reportable to FSA. So that includes cereals and other grasses, legumes, brassicas and other non-legume broadleaves, mixes with two or more species. So pretty long list. If you're not sure if your variety is eligible here, it's probably just best to reach out to your local FSA.
Hansen says this program is a win-win for both parties.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're seeing this really as a win-win for farmers and our natural resources, because as we know, conservation is really important, and cover crops are a practice with a wide range of benefits, from water quality to carbon sequestration to soil health. And so for the folks that did plant cover crops last year, were not, even aware of this program, it's really great to see that they'll be rewarded this year and just a reward for their voluntary efforts last fall.
Once again, says producers that have any questions about what may or may not qualify can contact their local FSA agent, or for more information on the program, you can go to farmers.gov/pandemicassistance/covercrops. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.